Hey guys, welcome to Amateur Tarot Pod, the only podcast that we know of where two non-believers use the guidance of the tarot to give advice to people that are asking in earnest.
Like you.
Yeah, like me.
Yeah.
No, like you who are listening.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes more sense.
Yeah, also when you said, hey guys, you said it like a teacher who is really just trying to get their, like, kids, hey guys.
Hey guys. Hey guys. Hey. Guys.
Hey, clap if you can hear me.
Clap two times if you can hear me. So that's how we would be if we were teachers, but we're not. We are two non-believers that use the power of the tarot to give advice to people that are earnestly asking questions.
People like you. That was Brian.
And that was Ben. And we're your hosts. For better or worse.
You're stuck with us. Just like your teachers.
Yeah. I noticed you have a new deck there.
I do.
What? You want to tell us about it?
Sure. It's the Zombie Tarot deck, which essentially looks like somebody made 74 collages out of 1950s magazine spreads and then added zombies to the deck.
But it looks really cool. Like, you just described it in, like, a way that sounds dismissive.
It does look cool.
Yeah, it looks awesome.
It looks like somebody cut some stuff out of a 1950s magazine and then put zombies in it, but in a cool way.
Yeah, like somebody that knew what they were doing when they were cutting stuff out.
Yes.
So how do you like the deck?
It's good. It takes some getting used to because I'm used to other images, but I'll just have to get used to these images.
Right on. Do you find that you're getting like a darker or a scarier outcome?
I do feel that way. So I feel like, unfortunately for all our listeners, you can just assume that your fortunes are going to end with death and destruction.
Yeah. Ben's going down a rough track. So anybody that wants positive stuff, be sure and request Brian's readings.
Yes.
Anybody that wants something morbid and disgusting,
go with me.
Yeah.
So if we were to read a spread, you and I, how would we do that?
Well, so a spread is like how you lay out the tarot cards, and different people have lots of different types of spreads.
Remember this, there'll be a quiz later.
Yeah, because we're teachers.
They know. You were teaching us about a spread.
Yeah. So you can do lots of different spreads, but the kind that we do is going to be super easy, like a Cliff's Notes version. We just take three cards, and in the order we draw them, it's the recent past, current actions, and future outcomes. And so we give our advice based on that.
And then after we do those readings, we are going to give everyone a card of the week, something to think about as the week goes on.
Yeah, something to just kind of ponder and
We'll let Brian pick that one.
Yeah, maybe use it as a hall pass or whatever. Like when somebody asks you what's going on and you can be like, oh, I had a lot of zombies on my mind today.
Yeah. All right, well, let's get into the questions.
Sounds great.
Frank asks, what should I do to give my children the most avenues to find their own happiness? Just diving right in, the first card you turn over, the recent past card, is a reversed Seven of Swords. The Seven of Swords has a sneaky thief grabbing five swords from an enemy encampment. There are two other swords, but they're just sitting there. On a normal day, this card would be all about planning and confidence, but it's not normal for him. It's reversed. So our yellow pants-wearing thief more indicates uncertainty and mistrust. So in the recent past position, this card makes me feel like you've been mistrustful of yourself. Maybe you've been second-guessing all your decisions, replaying scenarios and whole days in your head to see what you could be doing differently or better. Going further back, maybe you're even trying to avoid mistakes that you felt in your youth in order to provide your children with something you feel is lacking in yourself. What you maybe don't realize, though, is that loading up your brain and your heart with all this extra baggage has only made it more difficult to be fully who you want to be for your children. You have to accept that not everything will be perfect and that that doesn't change your value as a father. Our next card, your immediate action card, is the reversed star, another reverse card. The star has a naked woman. She's pouring water into the lake and onto the earth. She's got a foot on each, so she's magical in some way. She's delivering life to the world. You can see it in the flowers, the tree, the bird, and then the star. It's the star of the Magi from the Jesus story. So it's like bringing hope. So this scene is a burgeoning new world that awaits. Again, though, it's a reversal. So when she's reversed, she's pointing towards a loss of hope, maybe even a stubborn attachment to despair. Moving forward from the reverse Seven of Swords and its message of not being so hard on yourself, the reverse star makes perfect sense and kind of just underlines the message. You can't give the shirt off your back if you don't put on a shirt, right? Likewise, you can't be everything you want to be for your kids if you're not taking care of yourself. And here we're talking specifically in regards to your emotional health. Your goal is the hope of this new world that the star promises. It's happiness for your children that they can find. But you've got to work to strengthen your confidence and accept the great things that you bring to the table. If she's pouring water and it's tainted with chronic pessimism, it's not the water of life. Simply doing your best as a father is more life-giving than getting in your head over everything. So now we turn over our third card, and great! Our third card is another reverse card for the future outcome. This time it's the Three of Coins. The Three of Coins shows a confident young sculptor chiseling a statue. There's a monk and a bishop watching him work. This card talks to skill and mastery, but as you've probably already guessed, when it's reversed, the Three of Coins points to being like preoccupied and frazzled, maybe. And this one seems to be another warning, a vision of what might be. It's essentially just another take on the warnings we've already seen. If you're constantly preoccupied with how to do the right thing and kicking yourself when something might have been righter, you're not going to be able to enjoy the fruits of your labor in truly seeing your children seize their own happiness. Just putting it all together, all these cards are clearly saying that you have to lead by example. You've got to be the change that you want to give to your children. Be a role model of confidence and kindness and finding the joy in life. And that is going to be the best tool set that your children can be armed with to succeed and to find happiness in the future.
Logan asks, how can I become a paid writer for television and film? Every day I wonder if I should stick with my current comfortable job I have and recognize that I'm blessed and don't need more, or should I pursue something with the risk of failure to at least say that I tried? And so flipping over our cards, we have the Lovers reversed, the Five of Swords, and the Three of Pentacles. So our recent past card, the Lovers, shows a man and woman looked after by an angel. And reversed, this card means that you may have rushed into something based on a desire for instant gratification. You're avoiding taking responsibility for your actions and indicates that there may be some sort of war going on inside yourself. You have conflicting feelings, and this makes perfect sense in light of your question. You're obviously torn between this comfortable lifestyle you have now and pursuing your writing dreams. At the moment, you're making the easy choice, sticking with the comfortable way of life, because that gives you gratification now, whereas the other option may or may not pay off. The immediate action card is the Five of Swords, which shows a man holding his enemy's swords at the end of the battle. But the victory is a Pyrrhic victory. The winner hasn't even really won. It's another card of struggle and debate, although unlike the Lovers, this debate is external rather than internal. It's not a conflict between yourself, but it's a conflict between you and others in your life. I imagine if you end up pursuing this writing dream, there are others in your life who are going to push back. They're going to want you to keep doing the comfortable thing. And obviously this comes from a place of wanting the best for you. They don't want to see you fail. They don't want to see you in trouble. And they know that if you stick with where you are, the outcome is much more certain. this conflict between you and others, if you do choose to pursue your dream, may make you feel isolated in the immediate future. And unfortunately, that's how you're going to feel for a little bit. You may win this war against your inner doubts, but if you do, the battle's not over. There's a new battle that's going to start among you and those who want to see you make the safe choice and want to see you with a much more certain future. While the picture that we've painted so far is one of struggle, the future outcome card may tell us more about whether or not the sacrifice is going to be worth it. And it looks like that sacrifice will be worth it. The Three of Pentacles is a really positive card. It shows a young apprentice working in a cathedral. He's discussing his project with two architects. He's discussing his project and progress with two architects. And despite his youth, they value his opinion highly. They're all part of a team. This card represents the completion and fulfillment of a goal. In your case, it's this TV writing job. It's a card of encouragement. Know that right now you have the resources you need to be successful, and that you shouldn't let this doubt get you down. It implies that you're not satisfied with your current work and need to pursue something bigger. But two key elements are going to be important to your success. You have to be open to collaboration and teamwork, and you need to be open to taking feedback from those who are more experienced. As the picture in the card shows, it takes a lot of work to build something as sturdy and strong and lasting as a cathedral, but you can do it. The trick is proper planning, dedication to your goal, and getting help when you need it. Good luck, Logan.
Hey, thanks so much to Logan and Frank for sending in their questions this week.
Logan and Frank, clap two times if you can hear me.
I'll assume that you clapped.
Yes. So now it's time for the highly anticipated card of the week.
Let me just get out my deck here.
Shuffle, 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 shuffle. Flip.
As always, Foley work by Ben Foley Noble.
So this week we have the Page of Pentacles, which shows a young man standing alone on a field of flowers, holding a giant coin in his hand. And there's a clear sky above his head that is showing that this is a quiet moment of contemplation, of planning for the future.
The Page of Pentacles is a card of dream manifestation and desire fulfillment in the real world. It's a sign of desire around a goal specifically. It encourages you to put your energies into pursuing a goal or making a dream a reality. You need to stay focused and grounded and ensure that the practical steps are taken and not get carried away or overly caught up in the fantasy of what might be happening.
And this page is also into acquiring knowledge. And so your success will probably come about as a result of mastering a new skill. And don't be afraid to be a novice again. Remember that amateur is just French for lover, not noob.
The Page of Pentacles could also be a young person in your life that just has an entrepreneurial spirit. If you encounter somebody like this week, encourage them to move forward towards their goals while they have that enthusiasm. Pretty soon we'll all be old.
Yeah.
We won't be able to teach anymore.
And then we get to retire on that sweet, sweet teacher pension.
Yeah, but they're going to push me into retirement, and I'm so lonely, Ben.
Oh, no. And then there'll be no more free teacher's lounge coffee.
And I'll have summers off, but I have everything off.
Ugh. Guess we'll just have to record more podcasts.
You guys, this went down a really dark path. So before I forget, I just want to thank all the listeners who come into our classroom every week and sit attentively while I write spelling words on the board.
If it wasn't for you guys, well, we'd have to retire now.
So, for homework, Mr. Ben and Mr. Brian want you to go to amateurtarotreading@gmail.com and send us your questions.
Complete sentences.
And then also you can find out more about the curriculum at amateurtarot.tumblr.com or on Twitter @tarotamateur.
If you want to find out what Brian's up to during his forced retirement, you can follow him on Twitter @zenironman.com.
Well, just @zenironman.
That's how Twitter works.
That is how
Sorry, Twitter I'm a teacher. I'm not up on the cool things that the kids are into.
Well, if you want to find out what Ben is up on, you can go to his personal website on the World Wide Web, and that's at www.imakingallthisup.com.
Well, thanks so much for listening, class.
Class dismissed.
Class dismissed.
sound a bit.